Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, I bet your whole family will have something to say when you change to new Dove on wash day. Here, this is what you'll probably hear from Dad.
Gee, honey, that new soap certainly gets my shirt sparkling white.
And Junior will listen to him.
Say, Mom, that new Dove must be great stuff. You never fuss at how dirty you get in overalls anymore.
And daughter, she'll have something to say, too.
You know, Mother, I don't mind putting my rayon undies in the regular wash anymore. They come out so soft and bright now that you're using Dove.
And if you're that mother who's just discovered what a whiz Dove is for everything in your wash, then here's what you'll be saying about this new kind of granulated soap.
Say, this Dove really is new. I could tell that the first time I tried it. And the way Dove does all three kinds of wash is wonderful.
Sure it is. And just think, this amazing new Dove does everything. Grimy overalls, dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
Yes, and believe me, Dove really gets those towels snowy white.
I knew Dove would show you just how dazzling white your towels and linens can be.
That's right. I've never seen whiter washes than I get with Dove.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I told you, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps. And Dove does it so easily.
Yes, that's another thing I like about Dove. There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling to do.
Of course not. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you Dove. Yet remember, Dove is far safer for the pretty colors in your rayon lingerie than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
Well, it sure beats all. Honestly, until I tried Dove, I never dreamed this one granulated soap could do so much.
Well, now you know why I say Dove is so new. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. You see, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a brand new kind of soap. So, ladies, just ask for Dove, D-U-Z, today. Remember, Dove does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. There are some steps that can never be retraced. Right or wrong, the way is picked and must be finished. And to Molly Goldberg, it seems that Orianne Leland has stepped forward in the wrong direction. With yesterday's conference with Mr. Way's parole officer over, Way's marriage to Orianne is set. And yet, Molly knows that Orianne doesn't love Way, and she knows that the former Mrs. Way sits bitterly in the background, and behind her, the thousands of poor people that Way defrauded. Molly wants to solve everything, and she thinks Dr. Kidder can help. Jake? Well, Jake's curious.
Where did they go, Mr. Way and David's mother?
No talking now, Jake, please.
Well, David doesn't understand, Mom.
He's struggling.
Pourquoi parlez-vous de David?
Mangez, David. Mangez, dear. Mangez.
What did the child say?
He wanted to know why I mentioned his name.
See that, huh? See that?
No conversations now, Jake, please.
I can ask where they went.
Oh, Jake, please.
You can answer me. Did I go to the village or did I go
to a village?
Orianne had some shopping to do.
Pourquoi parlez-vous d'Orianne? Où est allé, maman?
Je sais pas où est maman. 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 Je
sais pas où est maman. Je sais pas où est maman.
Je sais pas où est maman.
Je sais pas où est maman. Je sais pas où est maman. Je sais pas où est maman. Je sais pas où est maman. Well, Pen Neville, to buy Christmas presents, boxes, candy, and ice cream. In Neville, you see, darling.
Give me another sliver of cake.
Cut Papa.
All right. Here, Pa.
Not so big.
Cut Papa in half. Here, let me.
Did they at least give you the wedding date?
Oh, you can't wait a moment to converse, Jake. You can't.
I can't, no. I have things to do. My life does not revolve about non-consequential romances. No, I can't wait.
Oh, here, David, just a napkin. Mr. Goldberg is making jokes.
Merci, madame. What did I do, mama? Come on, young friend.
What did it all say?
Where did his mother go?
And when is she coming back?
Say that. Very soon. Mama, then, soon. See, darling, to the village to see Kris Kringle. To see Kris Kringle. Some more milk, darling? Today, David?
No, merci.
No, merci. Don't want milk.
Don't want.
No, merci. Then go play, darling. See? Go play, darling. You don't have to sit on the table, darling. Go place. Go take the child
over. Well, I have to do my homework, Ma.
What about the dishes?
Well, what about them?
You'll help Mama with them. That's what about them.
David, Rosalie said not.
She didn't say yes.
Sammy, please. Come, David. Someday, Sammy.
Yes?
Nothing. I want silence. Come, David. I'll give you a crayon and paper and...
What crayon and paper are
to draw?
Don't waste paper, Rosalie, you hear? Don't waste paper. Nothing must be wasted now. Just to scribble and then throw away the paper. You hear me?
I know, Ma.
Please.
Yeah, David. Yeah.
And tell him he shouldn't worry about Mama. You hear? She'll be the answer.
Now can I talk, Molly?
Now you can talk. Now you can talk. Take another piece of cake, Sam, if you want.
Am I going to hear a word or am I not?
I'll get my coat, Pa.
Where are you going?
To the mill.
So let me hear, Molly.
Mr. Zay and Oriane went to the village to shop.
That's all?
That's all.
Did you speak to her?
There's nothing to speak. If she's going to marry Mr. Ray, and accept it.
If she is satisfied, what are you worried?
I'm waiting now to speak to Dr. Cater.
He's coming over?
I expect him. I told him exactly what transpired here yesterday with the parole officer. How he came and how he asked audience questions, because that is the rule. I'm sorry I didn't call Dr. Cater yesterday when my inclination was to do so. To call him over, maybe he would converse with the parole officer. Maybe he would have the courage to tell exactly what's going on. That she's marrying a man that she doesn't love. And here is this nanny standing Dr. Cater that she does love. All right. I was able to do it because she wouldn't let me do it. Very well. And now the situation is up to this moment very nonsense. Yes.
Ma, here's your coat.
Thank you, Sammy.
Ma, does Mrs. Way know what's going on?
I said I'm waiting for Dr. Cater, please. He's very well posted.
Posted,
please. Leave me alone. Please, I'm not grammatical at the moment, please. And then when Dr. Cater will come, then I'll know, and then
and
I'll
then
know.
And then you'll what?
I'll know everything. Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
How to proceed, Jake.
What procedure is there, Molly?
That's what I have to discuss with Dr. Cater.
Why?
Because I have...
Because you what?
Because, Jake. Because I have my plan. Because I have my plan, and I had my plan, and I want my plan. I want all the people that lost their money in Mr. Ray's investment to get their money back. And I want Orient...
You want?
I want, Jake. Yes, I want.
Ma, please. Orient never would have gone as far as she has if she didn't like Mr. Ray.
Exactly. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
A pity could make her think of marrying Mr. Ray, but only affection could make her actually do it.
Exactly.
All right, Jake. All right. Do you mind if I just speak to Dr. Cater?
I mind very much.
Then I'll just say...
You'll not even just.
Why?
Because I said it.
Is that a reason?
That's my reason.
Hard.
Now, don't promise. I mean,
you said you wanted to get to the mill early.
I'm not going. Take my coat.
Now, part.
No, I'm not going. If there'll be any talking around here, I'll be the one to do it.
Hard.
You heard me, Sammy?
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Button your neck.
Where's my paper?
Your newspaper. I'll get it. Here.
I'll help you, Ma. Oh, hey, Sammy.
He went to the mill.
Aren't you going far?
No.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Here. Take this in careful.
I will.
Would be so terrible if all the people who lost their money with Mr. Ray would get their money back?
It would be wonderful.
So?
It would be wonderful if you didn't have to die to go to paradise.
Can I do the part first?
Anything. Mrs. Weber would do anything rather than see Mr. Ray marry Orianne. I know it. Jake?
I heard you.
If she thinks marrying Orianne will give him any pleasure at all, she would give up her last penny to stop it. Jake?
I heard you.
Dr. Cade explained to me her mental psychology. That the minute Mrs. Ray realized when she was yet a bride that Mr. Ray was a poor boy working for her father that married her for her money. Something psychological happened and she hated him only like a person who loves can hate.
That's very clear.
Why isn't it clear?
Is this the only watch one you have?
I got more in the drawer.
Where?
Look.
What makes you so sure?
Of what?
That Mr. Ray will accept Mrs. Ray's generous offer to pay back?
Do you want me to do the glasses first?
Anything. Anything. What did you say, darling?
I said, how sure are you that Mr. Ray will give up Orion?
Nothing sure, darling. I just want to try to see, Jake. I just
let me try, Mama, darling. Oh, let Mama try. If love is the most important thing in the world that a person can possess, and love is the most important thing in the world a person can give. I mean between two people as well as between millions of people. And when you have a chance to make people straight in their private lives, well, then you can make them straight in everything they do. Mama's right, Pa. If she helps Doria now, and Dr. Cater and Mrs. Wade, if they can do what's right among themselves, then they'll be better off for it in everything.
And the dishes are still standing?
The dishes. Say, darling, come over to Dr. Cater's with me, dear. Yes, darling. Yes, dear, please. Say, darling, if I didn't love you so much, then I wouldn't know what love can mean, what life can be with it, and what life can be without it. Jake.
Don't kiss me. I didn't shave today.
But facing Molly's hopes are the bitter, selfish hopes of Mrs. Way, the stubborn past of Mr. Way, and Orianne and Dr. Cater. You know, if you ladies wrote letters to Santa Claus, maybe you'd write something like this. Dear Santa, can't you do something about dishwashing? I'm tired of using old-fashioned soaps that only go halfway on speed or that are just halfway gentle on my hands. Well, you don't have to wait till Christmas to get rid of those halfway soaps. Just change to New Does, that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed and extra safety to your hands. And just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after you start using Does for dishes. Actually, Does is the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet no soap can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. Why, those wonder suds cut even tough grease without any hard scarring. So forget halfway soaps and try new Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.